This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What some see as a revolution in dentistry is happening in Vermont. The governor there today is highlighting a new system where dental therapists who work under the supervision of dentists can do teeth in ways that could especially help low-income people. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has the drill.
If you're poor, getting dental care is tough. 20% of dentists nationwide accept Medicaid. Vermont dentist Dr. Patrick Rowe says he could see how dental therapists could make it easier to get into his office.
My hope is because of the lower cost of employing a dental therapist, I'm able to open up the practice and at least break even.
A dental therapist falls between a hygienist and a dentist with license to drill, fill, and extract. Vermont joins Minnesota as the second state to develop a program. The American Dental Association and state dental societies have successfully fought this legislation, but Tara Bianchi with the advocacy group Community Catalyst says the tide is turning.
With close to a dozen states looking at employing dental therapists, there's tribes in Washington and Oregon that are training members of their communities. And we do really see this as a tipping point.
The Federal Trade Commission has endorsed this new profession, saying more qualified providers would enhance competition. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.